Welcome to LOA Today. Walt Thiessen and Life Coach Wendy Dillard here. Today is Monday, April the 2nd, 2018, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, your second daily dose of happy for the day. And as usual, our week is off to a good start here. Like I say almost every week, Wendy, we set the bar high during the morning show. Today we set it really, really high. We did an entire show of positive self-talk. And Tom and I just kept going back and forth like this rampage of stuff that was just coming out of our mouths, not even giving any prior thought, just like pouring it out there. And it was great. Now, I don't know how we're going to top that in the afternoon show, but the bar has been set.
Well, I think we ought to just end the call here, leave the bar that you guys won in the morning, and let it go. And we'll come back again tomorrow and start all over again.
Well, there it is. The towel has been thrown. It was a short fight, folks, but
and Wendy threw it in. Oh well, I'm done.
Very nice, though. That was a good comeback. I got my vibration way up there with the laughter. I like that.
Well, good. Well, you set me up to fail, and I didn't like it.
Well, actually, I set you up to succeed, and you did brilliantly. So.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
So, yeah, we're off to a good start this week. And I think partly having a good weekend set up, we had company on Saturday. Friends came down from Mount Snow, and we had a really delicious dinner. We went out around the town, took a walk, showed them the office for Louise's business. And it was just good. It was just a really nice, relaxed time. So that was great. Oh, and by the way, we hit 35,000 listeners for the show over the weekend. So new milestone.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you the people who are listening to our call right now are part of those 35,000 listeners.
I imagine
so
they would be.
Thank you to all of you.
Yeah, I imagine that is absolutely true. The other thing that's really cool is I calculated the numbers for March, and we broke a new record in terms of average number of plays per listener. We are now up to 45 plays per listener. We do 52 shows in a month, so it's like almost the entire month. Everybody was listening to everything.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So that number of 45, is that like just one person did that, or is that an average, or is it multiple people did it, but that's the highest number of listens per individual?
That's the average number of listens by all the individuals who have listened to shows on the website.
Within a one-month time period.
Within the month of March.
So that means some people were listening to more than 45 shows.
Yeah, they're going back more than a month. In other words, we had some very busy listeners.
Wow, yeah. I won't even bother getting into the details of that one. I'll enjoy it.
Well, actually, it means we're getting really close to what I had long hoped for and still hope for the show, which is it gets to the point where people are just listening to it all day. Putting it in the background and just doing their stuff and you know, playing it, you know, like the way they would play like a, you know, an FM radio station or something. That's where I
cool.
want to be. I want it to be the point where people just have it on all the time.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good stuff going on. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was really great. It started out with my favorite way to have a weekend day, which is I kind of woke up Saturday around 8 in the morning. But I woke up, but I didn't get out of bed. And I like to milk the morning as much as I can and just kind of let whatever is flowing around in my thoughts be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular morning, first of all, let me go back a moment. I had watched the movie, I had recording of it, of Into the Woods, which is one of my favorite musicals.
Okay.
And because I know the entire musical score of Into the Woods, because I saw it on Broadway years and years ago, and I just know the music really well. So it's real easy for that music to just kind of stay in my head and keep looping. But what has been fascinating is how my inner being has been using what's naturally running around in my brain to bring things to my attention.
Nice.
And although I don't remember what the phrase was last week, I specifically remember on Saturday waking up and I heard, but I heard it in musical form, No More Questions. And then I kept hearing the rest of the song, but it's like I was hearing it without the lyrics. The only lyrics I heard were No More Questions, No More Questions. And I kept looping that over and over. And, you know, I'm kind of in a state of semi-consciousness, semi-unconsciousness, you know, lying in bed, and I'm listening to the song in my brain. And then I started becoming a little bit more lucid, more awake, and I was just asking questions, which is what I tend to do early in the morning. Anything I'm working on, I just like to ask questions. And I had was kind of asking some questions around, you know, Project Body, Project B. You know, like, I know I'm not going to follow any food rules, because that's one of the things that has completely screwed me up, is I had rules on every kind of food, every specific food, healthy food, not healthy food. I have a judgment on all of it. And what I've been getting from my inner being is, throw all of that out. Like, we're going to show you what's up.
Cool.
Like, oh, thank goodness, because it's too hard to follow this diet, that diet, what this one said, that one said, etc.
Yeah.
And, oh, you know what? I take it back. This was Sunday morning, because Saturday night, as I was getting ready to go to sleep, I had my iPad out and I was just kind of like flipping through my newsfeed on Facebook, and I saw this thing about some food something, and it was like, if you eat these two foods, you're guaranteed to lose blah 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 amount of pounds, and the fat will just melt off, which you know, I know is BS, and I know it's just a marketing ploy, but I'm curious about marketing ploys because I love to pay attention to marketing. Okay,
sure.
So I click into it, and it's something where you have to answer 5 questions, and I did, and I already knew what was coming. When you answer the questions, it says, oh great, now I'm going to show you this presentation which will give you more information, which automatically means I'm now in the loop of a 1-hour webinar that will not have a timer on it, so you can't really know it's an hour, but it'll be an hour.
Right.
So I'm watching this thing, and, you know, I'm hearing a man's voice. There's no pictures. It's all a PowerPoint deck. And, you know, oh my gosh, this guy was milking the marketing story. He was a soldier, you know, in some country, I don't know which one, but he had on the fatigues, and then he had something about a lady and she was at death's door if her diet didn't change. And, you know, here she is asking, will I see my daughter's 10th birthday or will I die first? I mean, this guy poured on the sappiness, right?
Wow.
The whole thing is about these new dieting things and or these new pieces of scientific information that he just learned, and he learned it while he was in, you know, I don't know, it was Iraq, wherever he was on the war, somebody came and shared some things with him. And then he'd say, and in 3 minutes, I'm going to tell you these secrets. Well, you know what? He never did. And I'm like, this is probably the first one I've ever listened to really, really hard, where he just, every time he made a promise, he never delivered.
He broke him.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm sick to death of this. But I made it through the very end.
Wow.
So I could click on the button so I could see what it was. Cause that's, I wanted to know, what's his gimmick? What food program is he like dishing out? So it was basically some kind of a keto diet, which that seems to be the new fad right now. So I'm like, okay, I've seen all the keto stuff I need to. I know how to do keto, blah, blah, blah. Which I don't know if you know what keto is. But
I really don't know.
It's eating healthy fat to burn fat.
Oh, okay.
And doing it in a nice way that, you know, allows you to have really excellent stamina and energy. Okay, so that's what that's about. So anyway, I finished this, and probably about 10 minutes before the end of it, I was just thinking to myself, when will I learn? When will I have enough of this crap? Because here I am lying in bed. It was maybe 1:45 in the morning. I was really up later than I normally like to be. And now when I click on this, I'm now committed for another hour. So it's like I didn't get to bed till after 3 in the morning. And I'm like, I'm sick of this. And I wasn't angry at myself. I was just kind of laughing like I am now. Like, oh my God, Wendy, when are you going to learn? You know what this stuff is. You know they're not going to tell you anything new. You know, everybody's just recycling the same stuff. But everyone gets different audiences. I get that. And it obviously works or they wouldn't keep doing it. But when it came to the end and I saw it was another version of the keto diet, I just said aloud to myself, I'm done. I am done. I am done. I am never again, I committed to myself, I will never again waste any more of my precious time opening up something just because I'm curious? Because the truth is, I already know. If I were to tap it, I did. I tapped in energetically. I knew what it was. I just didn't know it was keto.
Mm.
But I knew it was not something that was going to be valuable for me.
Mm.
So what was really interesting is I have gone around and round and round in my searching for the perfect food plan, the perfect diet, the perfect whatever, so that I could like reach a nirvana weight and I could be happy and have stamina and look great in clothes, you know, all the marketing stuff.
Right.
And for years and years and years, I just keep doing it. And I'm like, I'm so done. And so as I was going to sleep that night, I was taking like this new awareness, like I'm so done of being dangled, having the carrot dangled in front of me, like, ooh, we have the newest, latest thing, and this is going to be it for you. And I was asking my inner being, what do I do? I now know totally what I don't want to do, but what do I do? And so that was the question I had on my mind as I was lulling myself to sleep Saturday night. So Sunday morning when I wake up, I'm hearing this No More Questions song in my head. And I just finally asked, because I kept hearing it and hearing it, and now I'm becoming more awake. And so I asked my inner being, okay, is this No More Questions for me? And I got yes. I'm like, okay. So I got up and I went to my computer, looked up the lyrics, and it was interesting. I read the whole set of lyrics. And by the way, the first line is No More Questions.
Mm-hmm.
I read the whole thing, and I got the only part of it that was for me was the first line, No More Questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and what does this indicate? What is this a message about? And what I received was that this was connected to what I had just gone through the night before.
Hmm.
Like, you don't have to ask the world, the outside, you know, any more questions about what to eat, what to do, etc. And I don't know the sequence, but like either right before I got that or right after that, here's what I heard. I can eat anything I want.
Ah.
And I went, huh? Because, you know, someone who's been overweight kind of knows that that's another throw me under the bus, dangling the carrots. Like, yeah, they all say you can eat anything you want. And I heard it again. I can eat anything I want. But then I felt the emphasis on the word want.
Ah.
And I went, oh, and what I got was asking my body, do I truly want it?
There you go.
Is it what my body's desiring and wanting?
Mm.
Versus eating because I'm bored or I'm angry or, you know, I have nothing else to do, which is, oh, I guess boredom.
That's true. Yeah.
But it was just this real keen awareness of making a connection with my inner being and my body and just tuning in. Is it something I want? And if I want it, it doesn't matter if it's sugar laden, all carbs, high fat, low fat, it doesn't matter. Eat it, because if my body's wanting it, it will know what to do with it. And it will serve me
mm-hmm.
in that moment that I eat it.
Sure.
And I went, wow. And so that's kind of where the no more questions, like, stop asking the world all these questions. No more questions. Just stick with it. Here's my program. I can eat anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
So long as my inner being and my body are saying, yeah, we want that. I was like, huh.
That's good. Doesn't this also tie in? Last week you talked about, and I don't remember the exact story, but you told a story whereby you were getting ready to, it was like late in the evening, and you wanted to get something to eat, and you went to get something to eat, but then you stopped yourself saying, do I really want mm-hmm. this? Doesn't this kind of tie into that story?
Well, exactly. And I believe that it came to me in this sequence because that experience you're talking about happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really profound awareness of, oh, I know what it feels like when I ask myself, do I want something? And I get a no.
Mm, right.
And then instead of going, yeah, but I don't know what else to do, and I've always stuffed my face when I don't know what to do, and so I must eat anyway, it's like I had the wherewithal to go, all right, if I don't want food, what do I want? And I went down another trail.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that this was kind of like I was being positioned. You know, our inner being is so brilliant. I mean, why not? Infinite intelligence, right?
That does help.
Yeah. Infinite intelligence knows what sequence in order to deliver experiences and messages so that they stick. Now, I will tell you, since Sunday morning, it's only been a day and a half, I have been able to follow that wisdom of, do I want it? Maybe 50% of the time. So like when I went out for Easter dinner, I knew what I wanted. My body was like craving it, desire, not craving like sugar addiction craving, but like really saying, this is what I want. And I'm like, okay. And so I ate that and it felt really good. And then I asked, I kind of was wanting just a little bit of sweet, nothing overly sweet, just a little. And I said, what about dessert? And I got, yes, go for it. So I ordered at this particular restaurant, you could order like a half portion of dessert. And I got part of a half portion. It'll be just enough. And it was, and it was scrumptious. And what I love about this is that it satisfies me on many levels.
Really?
I feel like I'm treating myself. And at the same time, knowing that my body and my being are saying yes, it's so delightful because I have no reason to feel guilty. I just got to enjoy it. And I fully was present to enjoy the dessert, which was awesome. So then, you know, later on, I came home that night, and, you know, many, many, many hours later, I was a little bit hungry. And I kind of looked around for what does my body feel like I want. And that's where I'm like, I think I was doing pretty good. And today I was doing mostly good. There was some stuff that wasn't great. But I know that it's a process for me. Because I've never done this before. This means I'm checking in with my inner being and my body like all day long, every time I have a hunger pang or every time I'm just in the mood to eat. And I'll be honest, I've been eating on autopilot for years without checking in with anybody.
Sure.
So I don't have an expectation like the moment I got that wisdom, boom, I was going to be able to do it exactly perfect every time. No. But what I do know is I have a plan. And I know I am beginning to follow it. And just like I've ever done anything where I start in one place and I do it over and over, I'll get better at it. But I love knowing I don't have to ask any more questions.
That is good.
I don't have to wonder which program is the right one that's going to work for me, because I just got infinite intelligence to tell me. I can eat anything I want so long as I really want it. So for me, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, that was just like the high point of my weekend, because that answers a question I've had for gazillions of years. And now I'm set on a course and I will let it run its course. In other words, I will practice it to the best of my ability until I master it.
Plus, you also have a little extra motivation, too. You have the motivation of wanting to follow up on something that's essentially LOA-oriented, which is something that is basically a major portion of your life now. So you have a direct tie.
Yeah.
That tie-in, I would think, probably helps.
Yeah, it totally helps. Because remember, I don't like to be accountable to anybody, but I'm accountable to every one of you. Because I'm telling you what I'm doing. And if you want to throw into the comments, so Wendy, haven't heard about Project Body in a while. How you doing on that? Checking in to find out if you're really eating what you want versus stupid food that's not serving you.
And by the way, I just want to send a shout out of congratulations and appreciation to that unknown Iraqi resident who, in the midst of our soldier/webinar expert going out into the field doing his reconnaissance and so forth, took the time to step into the potential line of fire and inform him exactly about the benefits of high fat dietary requirements. I mean, that's just very much appreciated. So, because that's where he got it, right?
It was somebody who came on base, and apparently this particular soldier person who did the webinar was some kind of a fitness trainer.
Uh-huh.
And he was needing to train his troops, and apparently everything he was telling them to do was not getting the results that he expected. And somebody who was like native to that country, and I apologize, I don't remember what country, knew of some minerals and some things, and he said, follow everything in this little blue binder that I'm handing you, and I promise you, your people will get better results. And immediately he told them to do it. They did, you know, happy story. You know, the person who didn't know if she was going to make it to her daughter's 10th birthday, she lost 1 million pounds, feels better, no more diabetes, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, it was all good stuff. It's just that I've listened to this exact story with different characters way too many times.
I was just struck by the fact that Iraqi citizen, whoever that citizen was so selfless. They were just, you know, willing to just basically walk into an American base, which is probably not the most popular thing to do in Iraq, and just say, here, this binder, I've been given a message by God to give you this binder that tells you how to...
Remember, I don't know it was Iraq. I don't remember what country. I just knew it was somewhere in the Middle East.
I'll call it the creative license, you know?
That is kind of cool. Okay, so that was kind of the culmination of end of Saturday, Sunday. But then I had something pretty magnificent happen on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Because Friday night, after we did the show and then I finished up my job, I was having this feeling of goodness, well-being, and celebration. It was like really powerful and really potent. And so I went to sleep with that, and I was feeling as though, remember Project X, one door is going to close for another one to open.
Mm-hmm.
I was sensing door closed, like door closed. And remember, I had the April 1st thing, and I didn't sense that it was going to be April 1st. I really felt like over the weekend, possibly even March 31st.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know what that meant. I just knew I was feeling this elation and celebration.
Wow.
So when I woke up on Saturday, I did my normal thing, laid in bed, got some insights, etc. And then it was kind of like, okay, time to get up. And I went to my computer, and I actually started working on the bio for our book, because you want that sent into you.
Yeah.
And then my phone rings, and it's somebody interested in some of my counseling work, some of my coaching.
Okay.
And as we talked, this person was like, I don't know, which package should I get? Because I have packages.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I said to her, which one resonates to you? And she goes, well, the big one. And I went, okay. But here's the cool thing. I wasn't connected to the money. I was connected to whatever feels right for you, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was, and by the way, these are new packages. I've never really sold these packages before. They're brand new.
Oh.
And so the fact she wanted the big one was like, whoa, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
And so she was going to connect with me. She had to talk to her husband. Then she was going to connect with me. I said I could even do a session today, which was on Saturday.
Mm.
Oh, that's so great. So we hang up, and I'm like sitting around going, okay, do I get dressed and go to the grocery store? What do I do? What do I do? Meanwhile, I'm working on my bio. I'm back on my computer, and the phone rings again. And it's someone else saying, hi, I'm interested in your coaching, law of attraction coaching services.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay. I mean, this is like two within an hour. I'm like, all right, that's fun. So we talk, and she said, which package should I get? And I said, well, I feel like you should select it based on what resonates with you, what your monetary situation is, and what you feel is best. So she picked the smaller package, which even my smaller package is a really good size package in terms of value and money for me.
Okay.
And so she said, well, can I just give you my credit card right now? And I'm just like, wow, this person's eager and ready. So I went, I'll tell you, I said, let me... give me your email address. And while we were on the phone, I emailed her a link with my PayPal, you know, account. And she goes, oh, I just got it. And then she went in and she made the payment. And then I went, oh, I just got it. It said that you've got money for PayPal.
That's fun.
But then she says to me, so when do we want to do this? I said, you know, do you want to do it now? She goes, I'd love to do it now. Now, this I've never done before. So she hung up so she could call me on her landline because she said it's a better phone. And boom, we launched in and started her session immediately.
Great.
So this is kind of part of my Project X, which I've never really said what it is, but it really is about expanding me in the things that I'm passionate about. And my life coaching is definitely a part of that.
Okay.
And so this to me was saying that, like I said, I knew something was going to pop over the weekend. And having two people call me, even though the first person hasn't called, she may call back, she may not, but it's almost like it doesn't matter because I got the hit.
Yeah.
I got the internal sense of things are in motion now. Things are in motion. And the session I had with the second caller was just phenomenal. And it just felt so good.
Good.
And I know that my the passionate career that I have been so desirous of is moving in such an incredible, incredible way that this to me was the beginning of a real manifestation.
Mm.
I mean, these were real people that called me. This was a real client that booked me. This was a real session that I had. Not that I've never had sessions before, but I have upped my game to a different level.
Right.
And it's like, wow, this is phenomenal. So I was flying on a cloud all day long Saturday, just enjoying all that came in. And it was so cool because I barely had gotten out of bed. I go to my computer, boom, I do a session. I felt like I was done for the day. I could do nothing more, and my day was already awesome.
Yeah, right.
You know, although I did more fun stuff for the day.
Which is
and
good.
Then, you know, yeah, and then Sunday, of course, getting this insight about Project Body and no more questions, just follow what you want was like, oh, it was a two-punch delivery for my weekend.
That
very
was nice.
Just awesome. So I had some Project X movement. I had some Project B movement. And I'm even starting to feel the rumbles of Project Relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that was like moving on in. And I'm sensing, and I have known this for a while, and I think I've even said this, I feel like all the big things that I've desired in my life are all coming through at the same time. Like the same energy that stirs the pot for one kind of stirs the pot for all of them.
Well, they say be careful what you wish for. And you were very deliberate about what you wished for. You wanted all of it to come rolling in, and it's doing that. So I hope you're ready to handle it because it's going to come rushing in like a tidal wave.
Oh, I can handle it. I promise you. If I can handle all the muck and mire and yuck that I've had in the past, this would be a delight.
Wow. Well, we've been waiting for the longest time for what would happen on April 1st. It had not occurred to me that April 1st was actually Easter Sunday, and I didn't know if that was going to tie in any way, but apparently it actually was tying into March 31st, and that, you know, that's certainly close enough for government work anyway. You know, April 1st, March 31st, I won't split the difference there at all. That's pretty cool. So not only was there all this hyping that we've been doing, because we've been hyping it, but you actually started to get some delivery. And April 1st does look like it's kind of the launching point day because it's already started to launch.
You know, and, you know,
I'm kind of looking forward to finding out what the whole project is, actually, because you haven't revealed the whole project. But I'm looking forward to seeing, okay, what does this all turn into?
Well, you know, one of the phrases that my friend Keisha likes to say to me, and I say it back to her, is, you know, whatever we're putting out there that we desire, we want, you know, when it shows up, it just never seems to show up the way we thought.
Mm-hmm.
It always shows up different than how we expect it to show up.
Because
especially when you have a giant question mark, you have no idea what it's going to look like.
Yep.
And then when it shows up, you know it, but you're like, didn't expect it to come this way. This is so very cool. And it's always better than what we anticipated.
It's better. And it's always, I find that when you look at the whole story, you look at the whole map, so to speak, of, you know, the route that was followed, it's kind of like taking a pen and drawing on a piece of paper in squiggles in all kinds of directions, and then saying, okay, there's the path. Saying, how am I supposed to decipher that one?
Oh, yeah, it's quite good. And, you know, even sitting down at my computer over the weekend and playing with my bio caused me to go into my website and caused me to go into LinkedIn. And, you know, it's like, wow, I haven't played in these two things in a long time. And I just felt such a desire,
really,
you know, to, like, be working with that again. Yeah. You know, and I feel as, you know, Project X opens up more, I think that I will be able to spend more time in those applications that are pleasurable.
Well, good. So, yeah, this is a good weekend for you all the way around.
Very good weekend.
Fantastic.
And another thing is, Keisha pointed out, she goes, you know, the energy because of Easter is all about the refreshing and you know, resurrection. And I'm like, ooh, I guess I hadn't thought about if you're not specifically celebrating that holiday for the sake of what that holiday means, it just didn't even dawn on me. But the energy is still there. It's still present.
Sure.
Because so many people are focusing on that concept. That whether that's something you celebrate with a religious group or not, the energy is still there.
Oh, I was experiencing the energy directly. Louise and I went to do the grocery shopping on Sunday, actually. And we're in the store and we're in the checkout. She's doing the checkout and I'm kind of waiting for her. And this gentleman walks past me. And as he walks past, he looks up at me, big smile on his face, and says, "Happy Easter." I just felt this whole, you know, warm feeling hit me like that. And I wished him a happy Easter back. And it occurred to me that it didn't really matter whether I was a Christian. Easter just gave me a really nice dose of happy. So I appreciate that.
Hmm. You know, I do remember specifically this last Christmas. Everywhere I went, people were so cheerful. And I mean, this is a normal thing during Christmas. But I just kept focusing on how even if people feel stuck in their life, they somehow fail to realize how much ability they really have to choose where they want to be, how they want to focus, how they want to feel. Because sometimes the most grumbly people all of a sudden at Christmas get swept up in the whole Christmas cheer thing and they're mm-hmm. delightful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then Christmas is over, then the bills come in, and then they go back to being a Scrooge.
Well, I told a story like that. It was right around Christmas. We were out doing shopping, again, grocery shopping, and it was one of those days where it was so crowded you could hardly even move the cart down the aisles of the store. And everybody was all behaving so nicely. And, oh, let me get out of your way. Oh, can I reach that for you? Here, I'll give that for you. You know, all this cooperation and so forth. And my reaction was, where were these people the rest of the year? But it was great.
Exactly.
It was great, though. I loved it. It was wonderful. So,
wow.
Of course, the story that you told about what went on with Project X and Project B over the weekend ties, as usual, into the book that we're looking at, because we're still studying the Law of Attraction, the basics of the teachings of Abraham. And, of course, the subsection we're talking about today is the delicate balance between wanting and allowing, which is exactly what you were wrestling with.
You do know, Abraham is always, this is always funny, whenever a workshop participant would, you know, get in the hot seat and they'd say, you know, Abraham, every time I put on one of your CDs or I watch a YouTube, whatever it is you're talking about is exactly what I needed to answer my question.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, we really only have one message. We just say it many ways.
That's right.
I'm like, yep, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I heard them say the same kind of thing in another situation. They were doing their intro and they said, and we want you to know that we're happy to hear all of your questions, but the answer is always the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, as humans, we like things delivered to us slightly different. And we're all so unique that we kind of require things to be slightly different because one person is going to take what we talk about today and they're going to fly with it. This is going to change their world.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else is going to go, uh-huh. And whatever, and who cares?
Next.
You know?
This is true, and that's the way it works. That's the way life is. Everybody, well, this is like the smorgasbord of life. That's what the world is, right? It's the smorgasbord
of
life.
Well, and you know, when I was telling Keisha about this incredible insight that I got, you can eat anything you want. Just, do you want it? Check in with your body. It's like all of a sudden I heard myself saying it, and I'm looking at her, I'm like, oh my God, she's been telling me this or talking like this ever since I've met her. And I said, I know, you know this already. You know this stuff. But I said, just because we know it and we hear it and it's on our mental shelf, it doesn't mean that it's alive inside of us and ready for us to actually utilize. And I said, so I'm now ready. I wasn't ready before. I'm ready.
You were ready to receive
it. She just smiled at me like with this loving smile, like, I know, not a problem. I'm not judging you. Wasn't judging you before. But I was hoping I was going to tell her something that we'd both go, wow, we've never heard this before. And as I was saying it, I was like hearing all the time she has said these exact same things to me.
That is funny, though. That is funny.
But But, you know, we're not ready until we're ready.
We're not ready until we're ready. That's absolutely true. That's it. That's why we keep doing the show. Because each time that we're ready for something, it shows up. And that's exactly the way I need it to be in my life. So that's what I do.
That's so cool. Well, let's hear about today's reading.
Right. So, the subsection is entitled The Delicate Balance Between Wanting and Allowing. And it says, now that we're in the section of the book, part three, which is entitled The Science of Deliberate Creation. So that's the general topic this whole part is looking at. And it says, the science of deliberate creation is a delicately balanced law, and it has two parts. On the one hand, there is the thought of what you want. On the other hand, there is the expectation or belief or the allowing into your experience of what you are creating through your thought. And so if you say, I want a new red car, you have literally, through your thought, set forth the beginning of the creation of that new car into your experience. And now the more attention you give to that thought and the more you are able to purely imagine that red car within your experience, the more excited about it you will become. And the more excited you become, or the more positive emotion that comes forth as you think about your red car, then the faster your red car is coming into your experience. And you better get out of the way, those cars will be pretty big. Once you have created it through thought, and once you have felt powerful, positive emotion while thinking of it, the car moves rapidly into your experience. It has been created. It now exists, and in order to now have it in your experience, you have only to allow it. And you allow it by expecting it, by believing it, and by letting it be. When you doubt your ability to have the new car, you stifle your creation. If you say, I want a new red car, you begin the creation of it. But if you then add, but it is too expensive, you hold yourself apart from your creation. In other words, you have done the first part of the creating by your wanting, but you have now hindered the creation of that which you want by not believing, by not expecting, and by not allowing. For in order to bring your creations into your physical experience, both parts of the process are necessary. Just because you are talking about the subject of your creation does not necessarily mean that you are allowing it. When you think about your new red car and you feel excitement about it, you are allowing it. But when you are thinking about your new red car from a place of worrying that you cannot achieve it or frustration that it has not yet come, you are actually focused upon the absence of the car and you are not allowing it into your experience. Now, sometimes in the early stages of the creation of something you want, you are on the right track for receiving it as you are feeling excited about it and are positively expecting it. But then you express your desire to another who begins to tell you all the reasons why it cannot be or why it should not be. Your friend's negative influence would not be serving you, for when you were focused upon the essence of your desire, you were attracting it, but now that you are focused upon the lack of your desire, you are pushing what you want away. The first time I heard about allowing, I thought to myself, well, shoot, that means I have to stay consistent. That's hard to do. Stay consistent with my thoughts, not allow the doubt to creep in. How do you keep the doubt from creeping in? And that actually has become sort of the ongoing, you know, tennis match, trying to figure out all the different ways I can keep the doubt from creeping in. It's one of the reasons I started doing the mirror work 45 days ago. It's 45 days now I've been doing it.
45 days,
yeah. And it worked in the sense that I got rid of the negative self-talk. So now when I put out a request to the universe, I don't get a message back saying, yeah, well, that's not going to happen. And let me tell you, that is a really nice feeling not to have that message come.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
And so you had been focused for a while on how do I not put more doubt in there? Like that was a concern for you that you knew you could want something, but then how do you keep doing it without doubting it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you weren't guided to receive from Cindy the mirror work, because that would be part of the solution.
Undoubtedly.
To this thing that you've been talking about. Listen to you. Undoubtedly. You still have the word doubt there.
This is true. So I need another expletive. I need something more affirmative. So
indubitably.
Indubitably. Well, even indubitably. Dubitably is doubt. So even there, it has doubt.
I know,
in the base.
But I was like moving up in incremental steps. Went from doubt to doubtful. Doubtful.
I know.
Whatever
you
said.
How about assuredly? Assuredly. There's no doubt in assuredly.
There you go.
Oh, we'll go with assuredly. Assuredly, that is true. It sounds very old fashioned, but we'll go with it.
But, you know, sometimes we're not even aware or realizing in the moment, like you think you kind of are focused on something negative, like, but how do I get through without doubting? In that moment, you're asking the question, okay, how do I not doubt?
Right.
And your inner being's like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Working on it. You know, getting ready to deliver it to you. I'll get you the answer. Not a problem. It's all good.
Well, the disturbing thing is that it actually took a long time for Cindy to give that to me compared to when I first asked the question, which tells me I've probably been getting the answer a lot of times since then. When Cindy told me, that was the first time I actually heard it. And that just tells me I have a little more progress to make in terms of paying attention to the messages I'm getting.
And that equals being in the receiving mode.
Yes.
Because our inner being is sending us answers and messages 24/7. It never stops. It's like that. Those answers are being rebeamed or republished over and over and over until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the moment your receiving mode is open, boom, it'll slip through.
Which means I am now even more committed to being in receiving mode more of the time, as much of the time as I possibly can, which hopefully is 24 hours a day.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. It's a good place to be.
That's a very good thing. Yeah.
So the next section we're looking at is entitled, How Does It Feel? Good or Bad? Well, I have to say, you know, having discovered that little truth, that feels really good. And putting myself into the receiving mode more and more, that feels good. So I haven't heard the whole question yet, but so far it feels good.
Okay.
So it says, and so as you say, I want a new red car, and I know it is coming to me. It is. But as you are saying, but where is it? I've wanted it for a very long time. I believe Abraham, but the things that I want are not coming. Well, now you are focused upon one. You are not focused upon what you want. Now you are focused upon the lack of what you want, and you are getting through the law of attraction what you are focused upon. Amazing how many times I see that too, posted in Facebook. Why isn't it not coming? Why is it that I keep putting out there and nothing ever comes back? Why is it? Why is it? Why is it? I see that so many times.
Well, you know how many people go into the hot seat and ask that question?
Oh, God, it must be unbelievable.
And they'll say, why am I not getting XYZ? And Abraham said, because you just said, why am I not getting XYZ?
That's right.
And they look at Abraham going, I don't get it.
Right.
It's like, you're right, you don't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, they don't say that, but that's what I hear.
That's
in
what
my
it comes
head.
Out as, right, yeah. It's true. I mean, it's one of those things where you're really not wrong to say, why isn't it coming? It's just, it's a thing to kind of laugh at, too, because we all do the same thing. We all make the same mistake. Just to kind of laugh at ourselves and say, oh, geez, I just did it again, you know. No big deal. It's just kind of funny. But it also is a way of letting go of it, because if we can just let go of that, well, why isn't showing up, stuff starts to show up.
Well, and, you know, so much of the time, just because we do things habitually, we don't realize we're even saying what we're saying.
Oh, yeah.
We just have a sincere, honest desire to know when something's going to start moving in our life in the direction that we want. And we don't even realize in that moment that we're saying that we're still focused on what we don't want, or we're still focused on the absence of what we desire.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I love the word wonder.
Mm.
I use the word wonder a lot to pivot me from focusing on the absence of something to the presence of it.
Really?
And so, yeah, in the last section you read, it talks about how you need to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like before it manifests, there's an expectation or a belief in it. And so what I do, if something is not an easy thing for me yet to believe, I'll use the word wonder. So I'll say, so I wonder when every time, I wonder when, you know, it becomes easy and natural and almost autopilot for me to check in with my body before I eat. I wonder when I'm going to start doing that on a regular basis. You know, I wonder how easily that will come to me. I wonder how that practice will just begin to slip right in. And I, even outside of my awareness, that I just begin asking my body every time I want to eat, what do you want? What do you really want? I just wonder when that's going to happen. I wonder how quickly I'll adapt to that. I wonder how much joy I'll experience when I eat based on my wanting versus any other reason I used to eat for. I wonder how good that will feel. Oh my goodness. I wonder how good I will feel when I know that I've accomplished this, when I've mastered this, when I see the number on the scale just dropping. I wonder what it'll feel like when all of a sudden my clothes just are practically hanging off of me. I wonder how good all of this will be. And I wonder how many shows I'll take up giving my update on Project Body, and we never get to the book. I don't know about you, but I just like to wonder.
That's funny, though. I like that. Now, I presume you could also start the Wondering Rampage with the question that people are asking, why hasn't shown up? You could say, well, I wonder why it hasn't shown up, and then take the next step, because you're basically moving incrementally there.
And by the way, I really didn't intend to rampage the I wonder. I really intended to just come up with one or two sentences, but as it was taking me a little bit of time to come up with the right sentences, law of attraction started going, okay, well, we've hit the 17-second point. We'll give her another phrase.
There we go, yeah.
And that felt really good. Mm-hmm. And then I kept going. And then I started going, I wonder how long I could do this. This is kind of fun because this is actually ramping things up for me.
Exactly.
While
yeah.
simultaneously giving an illustration to everyone who's listening of how easy it is to use the phrase, I wonder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this is definitely a rampaging day because Tom and I were doing the rampages on positive self-talk this morning. You're showing a different kind of rampaging. It's a good kind, a kind that anybody can use under any circumstance where they're feeling tried by life. They're feeling like they're in a corner or whatever. Well, they can wonder their way out of it, which is interesting.
I love that. Wonder your way out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder as I wander, right?
Well, I mean, you could take really any subject. Someone could be really depressed and they could say, you know, I wonder how much time it'll take me to exit this depression. Or I wonder if I could feel a little less depressed. I wonder what it would be like if I was feeling less depressed. Now, I'm still using the word depression,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of, I mean, I can even feel energetically it's starting to loosen up.
It's moving in a different direction. Yeah.
Yeah, it's loosening up
the stuckness
of being in a state of hopelessness and immobilization.
It's melting the molasses.
Yeah. The sludge is being emulsified and
that's
it is
right.
no longer sludging.
There you go. That's it right there. And that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. So continuing in the book, I mean, we're actually kind of a little bit past this, but we'll do it anyway because it's in italics, so that means it's important. It says, if you focus upon whatever you want, you will attract whatever you want. If you focus upon the lack of whatever you want, you will attract more of the lack. In parentheses, every subject is really two subjects, what you want and the lack or absence of what you want. If you are paying attention to the way you are feeling, you will always know whether you are focused upon what you want or upon the lack of it. For when you are thinking of what you want, you are feeling good. When you are thinking of what you lack, of the lack of what you want, you're feeling bad. So reiterate a few different times. And then as you say, I want money to support my lifestyle, you are attracting the money. But as you focus upon the things that you want that you do not have, noticing the lack, you're pushing your abundance away. So why don't we interrupt there? And how would we wonder our way out of that? Like, okay, so I'm at a place in my life where I say, I lack the money to support my lifestyle. So let's see, what would be the first wonder statement? I guess the first wonder statement is, I wonder how I can get the money to support my lifestyle.
How I can get into the receiving mode to receive the lifestyle that I really desire.
Ah, that's good.
I wonder what the specifics are of that lifestyle that I want. So I wonder, what kind of house would I want to live in when I'm living the lifestyle that would make me truly happy? I wonder what kind of car I would have in this wonderful lifestyle. I wonder, you know, like, would I have parties? Or I wonder, would I buy new clothes? I wonder if I would start to become more generous. And I've always had a generosity of heart, but now I'd have the means in which to, you know, generously give to those that I desire to give to. I wonder how that would feel. I wonder how it would feel to know that when the bills arrive, I've already paid them because I already had the money and I paid it online before the bill even showed up. I wonder how good that would be. I wonder how good it would be to own a house and have no more payments.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I wonder.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Now, I gave you a little bit. Can you wonder beyond that? I wonder.
I wonder if I can. I don't know. Actually, while you were talking about that, I was thinking about something that Louise and I are doing. We've been doing a lot of open house hunting. and looking deliberately at properties that are way beyond our price range, what we can, you know, realistically afford under, you know, traditional mortgage scenarios and so forth. So this is stuff that, according to the traditional financial mindset, would be in your wildest dreams. We figured, well, let's have some wild dreams. Why not? And we actually found one that we like just about everything about it. I mean, there are a few things that aren't perfect, but there's a lot that we like about it, including the fact that it's right next door to some friends of hers, friends where she used to take care of the girls who live next door there. And so she loves the idea of being next door to those girls because they're in their growing up years, so it'd be fun to have them as neighbors. Plus, the house has a terrific space for the business that we could have like a separate isolated part of the house for the business that people who are working for the company could not come in through a special door to go into. It wouldn't even impact what's going on inside the house. I mean, it's got a lot of great stuff. So much good stuff, more than I can go into here. And so we were actually sitting down one day and saying, okay, we want to get excited about this. We want to build the vibration that we have for it and attract it into our lives, even though we have no idea how it's going to get paid for. And so we started envisioning how we're going to use it. And Louise was thinking about all the different ways she decorated. We were going through room by room. You know, what would we do with this room? What would we do with that room? I mean, this house has huge amounts of room, more room theoretically than we need. But hey, what the heck? We're dreaming big. You know, so, okay, so with this one particular room, it's a sort of a living area room. It's got this big, big living area space. There's a door out to a screen porch. It's a gorgeous screen porch. Perfect for, it can be used actually almost any season. And so we're envisioning having parties out there. We're envisioning a whole bunch of our new LOA friends, including friends that we've met through the radio show, through the podcast, coming over to our house and having, for lack of a better description, LOA parties. And then we were envisioning what food would we serve and you know, how would we furnish it and what kind of paint would we put on the walls. And we were just putting together our vision of the house. So when you were talking about the wonder part, I was thinking, well, we're working on that. We've been figuring that part out.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And the you know, I like to say the tool called I Wonder is just something to get the energy moving.
Mm.
You know, but if you were already there and you and Louise were going through the house, you know, room by room and envisioning what you do with it and how to paint it, if you didn't have the phrase, I wonder, it doesn't matter because you were doing the work.
Oh, yeah.
Of wondering and imagining. I'm offering the tool just to say the words, I wonder, because I've yet to see where it could take you down a negative road unless you just purposely go there.
Sure.
You know, like, I wonder how bad my life could be. You know, you don't want to go that direction.
Probably not a good idea, no. Not unless you want to manifest it.
I just find that I wonder can really get you into taking off the shackles of the place that has felt really stuck and moving you into more fluidity where you could get yourself thinking and feeling and, you know, considering new possibilities.
In fact, now that I think about it, when our friends came by to visit and spend the day with us on Saturday, we took them 3 miles away to where the office is for Louise's business, showed them the office. And on the way back, one of them said, hey, show us the house you've been talking about. Because we were telling them too. So it was on the way back. So we stopped off and showed them the house. And they were liking what they were seeing too. And then the father of the neighbor next door was outside with the dog. So we stopped and we were talking to him. So more ways were just building up the energy of being there in the neighborhood. It was just, I just realized that we did that. And I didn't even think of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, this might sound like an odd thing for me to have thought of just when you said that, but another piece of my Project X update was there was something that had come to my awareness on Friday, and it was intolerable to me.
Mm.
I mean, this is, and again, this is on the side of what the door that's going to close.
Right, right.
You mentioned that. I hit this point of I went, this is intolerable. Now, I didn't get angry.
Good.
I was just aware of how intolerable the circumstances had become. And I said in that moment, I went, I am not a match to this.
Mm.
I am not a match to this. Really powerfully, I am not a match to this intolerable set of circumstances. And I went, oh my God, that feels so good. Because here's what I know. If I'm not a match to something, either those circumstances will completely change to something I am a match for, or I will exit those circumstances. And in this case, I absolutely know I am exiting these circumstances. And It's like, this is so exciting. So as much as there was the intolerableness of what had just shown up in my experience, I was delighted and excited because it was another sign letting me know I am right where I need to be. And something had just changed in the arena of where the door is about to close that is moving in the opposite of direction, the opposite direction of what works for me.
And plus what you were doing was a direct fundamental kind of step that Abraham teaches, that this is what we're here in this life to do. We're here to live in the contrast and to select what we prefer and to turn down what we don't prefer. And you very clearly turned down what you did not prefer. You definitely made it really clear to the universe, I do not prefer that at all.
And you know what's even more interesting and intriguing is it's not even that I had to tell the universe that. I think the universe delivered it to me so that I would have yet another sign of how they are moving all the components to slam that door shut. And when it's shut, it will never open again. And when I move to where I'm going, it will be the antithesis. Where if that was intolerable with a huge intensity, to the opposite extreme in the delightfulness is where I'm going, is where I'm headed. And so this all happened on Friday, at the end of the day. And then Saturday, when I had those two people call me and I already did one session, that was kind of like moving me in the direction of my passion. Like, that was so yummy. That was so fabulous. It was so exciting. It was so in my wheelhouse. It felt like my sweet spot. And a phrase that I came up with years ago was, that comes to me as easy as breathing, or as natural as breathing.
Mm.
And I love to do things that come to me as natural as breathing. And the session work I did with this gal the other day, it was as natural as breathing.
Nice.
She talked, I asked a question or two, and then intuitively I got the guidance as to what was next. And what I delivered was as natural as breathing. And here's the really cool, exciting part of this. When I do, and anybody who's listening can put themselves in these shoes and like think about how this relates to yourself. But when I do something that feels so natural to me and the doing of it feels so good and refreshing, yes, I'm delivering this for someone else who's actually paying me. But you know what? My entire unconscious mind, the way my body is made up, the way my mind and my brain are made up, they don't know that I'm giving this to someone else. They actually feel like I'm giving it to me, and I'm receiving the very sweet stuff I'm handing to someone else.
Nice.
So it's like that beautiful boomerang kind of thing where I'm giving stuff to somebody, but I'm receiving the very thing I'm giving, and it feels good. And when I got off the phone, I was refreshed and I felt alive, and I was like, oh, this is good stuff. I mean, not only what I said, but just in the how I did it and how natural and how easy and how comfortable it was. There was no script. And I had even been toying beforehand, like, should I be recording these sessions for people to listen back? And I kept getting no, because you want them in the moment, present, and you just want to stick with what's going on. And if they didn't get it all, that's okay. That's the beauty of repetition.
And if you didn't get it all, if you didn't get it all today, what we're talking about, because we're out of time, that's okay. You can always just tune in tomorrow, because this show is going to continue. Wendy's Project X is just beginning to open up, so you don't want to miss it. And Wendy, for those people who are perhaps among those who might be those next set of customers for you, who would they, or how would they reach out to you?
Please come to wendydillard.com. And just like my client did this week, she followed the instructions and said, when you're ready, call me. And she did, and we got rolling. So
that's how it works. Very simple. Wendy, it's been a pleasure. Let's do it tomorrow.
All right.
And we'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye for now.